Tilbes Elul, Sunday, 11th of September, relying on Hashkocha, Dain Shmuel Simon.
Good morning. I'd like to discuss today at Shaila Dvar Locha, very negia to Chodesh Elul, at the time when we're all learning Hilchas Tshuva. And Halach in Hilchas Tshuva is, the Rambam says in Hilchas Tshuva, that anybody does an Avera, bein bezodin, bein bishkoga, whether he did it on bezodin, bemezid, or he did it bishkoga, he did it by accident, without realizing it's also, he needs to do Tshuva. Bemezid, there's an oynish. Even bishogig, a person needs kapor, chayvi krisis, needs to bring a korban, and he has to do Tshuva. The Shaila Halach in Lamaise is, the example I'll give you is, somebody, he eats food because somebody else told him it was kosher, whether it was a heksha or bichlal, eid echonem on bisurim. We know the Gemara tells us that for some things you need two eidim, but as far as issa behet is concerned, to know whether something's mutter also, an eid echad is believed. So Reuven tells Shimon that this meat is kosher, and he's absolutely allowed to go ahead and eat it. And then it transpires that it was wrong. What the eid echad said was incorrect, and in fact it was macholis asuris. And the person who consumed it was over issa. This can happen, it has happened in the past, unfortunately, with a hashkocha, where they made a mistake, whatever it is, and people were saimach on a hashkocha, eidech on em b'misun, they were 100% permitted to eat it, but then it transpired, it wasn't correct, hapi halocha, it wasn't correct. What does the consumer have to have a kapara? Does he have to do tshuva? As I mentioned earlier, there's a concept of shogeg. Every time a person thinks something is mut and he eats it, and then he finds out later it was asa, he's a shogeg which needs kapar, needs tshuva. So one can argue here as well, he thought it was mutter, and he was allowed to eat it, but then it transpired it was asa, so he was over chet b'shogeg. Anybody who's over chet b'shogeg needs a kapar and needs to do tshuva. That's one side of the argument. There is another side to the argument. And although we said Shogeg needs kapara and Shogeg needs tshuva, but there's a Gemara in Shavuos which talks about an oynus. There's some averus which a person commits where he was done with the Gemara calls ba'oynus. I'll tell you the example in a second. Ba'oynus, where he doesn't even need kapara or tshuva. There's nothing he could have done. The moshul the Gemara gives is somebody who lives with his wife, he has marital relations with her, shaloi b'shas vesta, when he didn't expect her to become a nidah, and be'emtsa, in the middle, she became a nidah. Where then there was nothing he could have done. You could argue he's a Shogeg, but the Gemara says, no, he's an oynus. Because there's nothing he could have done, there's nothing he could check up. That's an onus which doesn't need any kapara or tshuva. You look at the Rambam, in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam says you need tshuva on zodoin shkoga. But onus, a person, such a case, a person doesn't need kapara or tshuva. I know we say in Yom Kippur, chesechaton lefonecha ba'onus uberotzen, which would appear that even ba'onus, a person needs kapara. But there the Mefarshim discuss it, the Yaivet says ba'onus means an ave which he should not have done ba'onus. If somebody forces, Reuven forces Shimon to be over Avodah Zorah, Gilu Aros, Shvichas Tomim, even though he's forced to do it at the expense of losing his life, he shouldn't have done it. And if he does do it, he's done an Avodah. That's what we mean by Oynus, where you need Kapara. But normal Oynus doesn't need Kapara. It's a shayla here, a normal shogeg is somebody who thinks something's mutter. He finds a piece of meat, he believes it to be mutter, and he eats it and he finds out later it was osa. He's not amazed, but he is a shogeg. He thought it was mutter and it turned out to be osa. That's where the Torah says you need kapara tshuva. However, here, in the case I'm discussing, when eid echot is nemon, if somebody tells you this piece of meat is kosher, and eid echot is nemon, the Torah says eid echot nemon bisurim, the Torah says you can be samech on eid echot. Maybe when the Torah says you can trust the Eid Echad, he tells you it's kosher. Even though it ultimately transpired, it wasn't mutter. The Eid Echad made the mistake, but if the Torah says you can be soymich on him, then you're an oynus. You don't need any kapara. Somebody who's soymich on an Eid Echad, that could be better than a shogeg. That could be what the Gemara calls an oynus, where there was nothing you could have done. The Torah says behead you, you're allowed to be soymich on an Eid Echad. If you look at the Rambam and the Ramban, the Rambam in Hilchos Shogeg and the Ramban in Teres Adam, the Rambam explains clearly what this concept of Shogeg is. Why is it like Shogeg Tzorech Kapara? So the Rambam means like a Gemara in Shavuos I mentioned earlier, and he says that somebody who's Boal Ishto Shaloi B'Shas Vesi is an Oynus. He's not a Shogeg. He's not as bad as a Shogeg. A Shogeg Hoyo Loi Livdei Kuladaktik. A shoygig, although he thought it was mutter, but there is a complaint to him. You thought it was mutter, but you should have checked up. You were 100% convinced the thing was mutter, but at the end of the day it transpired it was osa. There's a taina on you that you should have checked up. There's a taina. The reason why shoygig tzorch kapara is, he could argue, why should I need kapara? I didn't know it was osa. You didn't know it was osa, but at the end of the day it transpired it was osa. There's a complaint, there's a taina on you, you should have checked. You're not amazed. You thought it was mutter. But the fact is, Hoyoloi Livdek. The fact of Hoyoloi Livdek, that's what commits him to a kapara and to do tshuva. Because there's a complaint against him. You should have checked up.
So should you have checked up his eight is kosher?
We'll come back and say, no, all eight echot is them. The woman is them, they're always them. There's nothing to do about it. Well, I'll come back to eight echot in a second. Hoyoloi Livdek or Ledatik, V'ilu Bodak Yofa Yofa, had you checked up properly, you would have found out it's also. Ilu Bodak Yofa Diktik Beshezke, Hoyo Bodide Shidogo. And since you weren't matriarch yourself, with drisha v'chakir, tzorich kapar. And Ramban says as well, Ramban says, what's the chet of a shoygig? What's he done wrong? Shalei niza ba'atzma, he wasn't careful, v'lehoye yorid v'choyed d'dvah mokim. He was rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says. Unbelievable. He wasn't fearing the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shalei yorich ha'vele yasid over there, ash yidek yofa yofa. A person who's choyed d'dvah Hashem would have checked up. There is a certain rebellion against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even b'shoygig, that you didn't check up. That's the concept of shoygig. But the case of oneness, there's absolutely nothing you could have done, and there's no time of Hoyolei Livdoik. And that's why Shegi Tzokapo, oneness ain't Tzokapo. But Eidecho Nemon Bisum, where the Torah says, you're allowed to listen to an Eidecho, and I'll show you other Makosu, where the Torah says, you're not trusting yourself, the Torah says, believe in Eidecho. You could have checked up, but maybe you're not expected to check up. The Torah says Eidecho Nemon Bisum. It's not like a person has a piece of meat lying on the table, he thinks it's mutter. Some of you think it's mutter, you're right, you thought it's mutter. But you should have, everything you think is mutter, you have to check up. And if you didn't check up, although you're not amazed, you're shoygig. But here, where the Eid Echod is Nemon Bisurim, the argument is to say that you're not mechuyev, you're not responsible, you've done nothing wrong, you haven't rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The makor for such a thing is a tesis in Yevamos. Very quickly, a tesis in Yevamos, where a man dies without children. And the brother has to do Yibum. There's always a suspicion when the brother does Yibum that maybe his sister-in-law is pregnant. Maybe she is pregnant. Maybe when the brother died, she was pregnant, and he's also to marry his sister-in-law. The Mishnah says you have to wait 3 months to find out if she's pregnant or not. If he was Barleo, and he found out she was pregnant, he thought she was Mechuyev B'Yibum, and then he found out she was pregnant, Yochai B'Korban Chatos, you thought it was permitted, it transpired she was pregnant, then the Mishnah says Yochai B'Chatos, because you were over Chet B'Shkogo. You thought she was Mechuyev, transpired. Says Tosfos, that's all if you were Bole before 3 months are up. Before 3 months are up, you thought she was okay, you thought she wasn't pregnant, you thought she was Chayv B'Yibum, and you were Bole, and it transpired, there wasn't, then you're Shogig. But if you waited 3 months, and Al Pi Roiv, most women who are pregnant at 3 months, you'll know about it. There's a roif to say she's not pregnant. And then it turned out she was a minority. She was one of the minorities. She was pregnant. Then, says Tosfos, you're like an oinus, like the Gemara in Shavuos. That means a man waits 3 months and he says, look, I'll be roif, I'm allowed to do Yibum. There is a minority of cases where she might still be pregnant. And he used the principle of roif. The Torah says hochin acha roif, and he went and he had and he did yibum, and it transpired she was of the minority. Does he have to bring a chatos? Says Tosfos, he doesn't have to, because there the Torah said to him, you've got a roif. Ultimately, he did the avera. He didn't have it. She turned out she was on the minority. But since he had roif to be soimachon, says Tosfos, that's called an oinus. If the Torah says you can use roif, then even if it transpires later, nobody's going to expect you to be cleverer than the Torah. The Torah says it sells you roif. Nobody's going to have complaints and you shouldn't start worrying about the minority. If the Torah says you can go bosu roif, then you're called an oinus. That's Tosfos in Yevamos legabe roif. Our Shaila of an Eid Echod is the post can bring a maril, a tshuvas maril. He's got a long shayla there of a story of him in a town where a sheikhet came to town, a sheikhet, and he shechted animals and he sold them for many years. And it transpired after many years that he was selling the Venus retrievers to the town. And everybody thought it was okay. Eid Echod Nemon Bisurim. Everybody thought it was okay. But it transpired many years later that they'd all been eating Issa. And the Shaila of Asa Maril is, all these consumers, do they need kapara? Are they shogegim? He goes to the long tshuva, but at the end of the day he says, v'ha'oichlim, the consumers, near ve'enai danusim gemurin hein ve'ein tzrichin kapara. Those who were soimach on the shoychet, They weren't shkogged, they were oinus. A shkogged is somebody who thinks it's mutter, but here the shkogged himself, eidechon emon bisurim, the Torah says you can be semichon eidechon, is like a roiv, and in such a case where the Torah says you're allowed to be semichon, nobody can have complaints on you that you should have checked. You should have checked is when you in your own mind you think something is mutter. You think it's mutter in your own mind, you believe it's mutter, then the Torah says you're not amazed by you are a shkogged. Even though in your mind it's mutter, but as Ramban says, had you been choreid l'dva Hashem, you would have to check up. But if the Torah tells you behedya, eidechon emon bisurim, or roiv, and such that where the Torah permits you, tells you ways of ascertaining something, you're allowed to use roiv, you're allowed to use eidechon emon bisurim, and then it transpires later that it was osa, nobody can have any complaint on you, there's actually no complaint against you, and you're an oinus ve'ein tshuchin kapro. That's what says Maril. Pischei Tshuva in Hilchos Shechita talks about the famous halacha that every time a shechit checks an animal, we know there's 18 treifos, those are learning dafayomi, there's treifos in an animal. We don't shecht for every treifah. There's many, many treifahs, but we don't shecht. Why? Because the Gemara says, Mecholin, you go basaloiv. And we take on its kosher. What would happen if somebody eats from the meat, thinking it was okay because he went basaloiv, and then he found out later that there was a treifah, there was a nekev in the stomach, which is a treifah. Says a Peschei Tshuva, is he a shogig, is he an oinus, is he a shogig, needs kapara, maybe, I'm not allowed to go basaloiv, maybe you should have checked. Says a Peschei Tshuva, no, the Torah says you go basaloiv, avadi you oiv an aveir, but the problem with an aveir is that you weren't choyed at Vashem. That's by somebody who just imagines it's mutter. But if the Torah says you can go basaloiv, nobody can have any complaints on you, you're an oinus.
I ask you, if
the
Eidechon has a vested interest, is it the same?
Eidechon is named even by the Ge'er, according to most poskim. Yeah. Sorry? Absolutely nikashrin. It's macholis asuris. They're absolutely nikashrin. There's no question about it. This was the Velus of Trefus. The Shailis was even aveir. The Metzias is a nikashrin. Mikanu labo, he knows this Trefus. Without kashrin, he'll be amazed. Absolutely. Sorry?
Yeah.
They had to kashrin kelim. It was Nevelus. No question. The fact that you have Eidechon and Misun doesn't mean it's kosher meat. It was definitely trade for meat. It means you won't be responsible. You're an onus because you ate the chalim. But it cannot take away from the fact that it wasn't available and in his kashering. Absolutely. And in fact, there's a shuv of Moshe Feinstein, which I saw afterwards, that David said that Moshe worked on the shaila for many, many years, and he came out that such a person is an onus. I'll just quote you the loshen of a Moshe in Eruv Chaim. Somebody who's samach al atzmoi, he's not called an oinus. Halos samach al din Torah, he had no din Torah to rely on. Ein shaykh lach shiv oinus, he can't be an oinus. Amash le samach al svos atzmoi. Just trusting yourself doesn't make you an oinus, you're shaygik. Te bishle me kish osa ki din atoya, she omra lismecha chazoka, u lahamin le eidechod al yisurim. If you have a chazoka to help you, or eidechod nemon bisurim to help you, loy ova klum. Says Rav Moshe, you're not over anything. Look at the lashon. Although in the truth it was also the kelim will need kashering, but you haven't done anything wrong. Eidechot told them a lie, but he's done nothing wrong. But somebody who hasn't got a din Torah to be something, just he thinks himself it's mutter. Ein lachshiva oynus. And somebody so mechol an eidechot. And he goes ahead and eats it, and it transpires that it's also no question of him need hagolo, but he has done nothing wrong, he's not a shogeg, there's absolutely no complaint against him, he wasn't expected to check up. The Torah says, eidechon emon bisurim. Just by the way, in such a case where the consumer is an oinus, then the one who gave it to him will be entirely responsible. We know there's a concept of lefneibe lesit and mikshel, that you mustn't call something to do a mikshel, but that's only love. But if the consumer is an oinus, then the one who's machshelim it's as if he was over this. It's much more than if neighbor. The Makor, there's no time to go into now. The Makor is a Russian Pashas Matos, where a man is made for the ned of his wife, and his wife thinks within 24 hours he's made for the ned of his wife, and his wife thinks it's mutter. But the truth is that just before he was made for, the pasuk says he was makayim the ned a minute before, and the wife didn't know he was makayim it. She didn't hear the kiyum. She only heard the hafara. And once he's makamit, he cannot be made for it. The husband says, I'll be made for your neder. That hafara didn't work. That hafara didn't work because he'd be makamit a minute before. The wife is potter, she's an oinus. She has no reason to believe it's osa. The husband told it's mufa. The husband told it's mufa. She's got no reason to suspect anything wrong. But the truth is, the husband's makam, it's not mufa. The pasuk says, v'nosa es aveino. And if you look at Rashi over there, the Rashi in the Ramban al Atoy and Pashas Mapes, since the woman is an oinus, the husband takes full responsibility. He is responsible, v'nosa es aveino. He carries her sin. Al Koponim, that's what comes out from the Maril. The main record is the Maril, that if somebody is Semech Lenecha bin Mbisurim, there's absolutely no complaints against him and he's an oinus. I'd like to suggest that possibly la halacha we don't pass like the Maril. There's a halacha, Mefusha halacha in Chesh Mishpot, in Shulchanon Chesh Mishpot, Simon Eish Lamedale, the famous halacha about a taboch who shechts an animal and he slaughters it and he sells it as kosher meat. And the consumer finds out it was trefa meat. Some of the meat is eaten, some of the meat he hasn't yet eaten. So the halacha is, the meat he hasn't yet eaten, he goes back to the moicha and he says, you sold me kosher meat, this is trefa meat, I want my money back. What about the meat is eaten already? Can you get the money back? One could argue, you've enjoyed the meat, you paid for meat, you benefited from it, you enjoyed it, you can't get your money back on it. However, the Mechaber Paskens, it's a Mishnah in Bechoris, you can get your money back. Why can you get your money back? You enjoyed the meat, you consumed it, you ate it, you paid for it, and you ate it. The halacha is a sma on the side of Shulchan explains, actually kech kva ochal, although the consumer's already eaten for it, he's got what he's paid for, v'nene bachilosa, and he's benefited from eating it. Nevertheless, mishum d'mitztar halikech asha ochal isa. He says, you haven't given me my money's worth. I gave you money in order to enjoy my meat. I may have eaten it, but now I am mitztar that I ate isa. More than that. And he says, he goes back to the Moich and says, I may have enjoyed the meat, but the enjoyment I had has now retroactively been spoiled. I'm upset about it. It's Issa. I need a kapora, and I want my money back. What stayed on Shulchan Aruch is that here you have a butcher who was made to in the feed, the meat is kosher. Even by Negea. He's allowed to be semich on the Eidechot. And more than that, the Torah says you're allowed to be semich. It wasn't Das Atzmai. The Torah says it was kosher meat. The Torah says nobody can complain to you that you should have checked out. There's no complaints against him. The Eidechot is kosher. Yet, after having consumed it, he found out it was also, says the Shulchan Aruch, he doesn't enjoy it anymore because he was over and is and he needs kapora. And that's the reason why he can claim money back. It's an interesting concept that at the time he enjoyed the meat, but the tzar that he gets later spoils the tzar that he had lechatchila. What? That's not what the sma says. The sma doesn't say tim to malev. The sma says because tzarech kapor, which is mavur, not like the maril, that an eidechot, even with an eidechot, who tells you it's mutter, you're allowed to be semich on him. And the Torah says you're allowed to be semich on him, yet you need kapor, which flies in the face of the Maril, but also needs an explanation, because the Maril is surely right. How can we have complaints against this lekech? Why does he need kapor? What is lekech done wrong? Eid echod is nemun bisurim. The Torah says you're allowed to trust him. Bislim, if you're semich adas atzmo, you can have complaints about him. He rebelled, as Ramban says, he wasn't choyed l'dva Hashem, because if you were really choyed l'dva Hashem, you would have checked up. But an eid echod nemun bisurim, the Torah says you're allowed to be semich on him. He wasn't das atzmo. The Torah says it's like royal, it's like Eidechot. How is it that he needs kapor? I think pshat in the Shulchan Aruch is because the yesod why shegit tzorich kapor kum to Shulchan Aruch is not like we mentioned from the Rambam and the Ramban, that there's a tain on a person that he should have checked up. Again, the Rambam and the Ramban say, you know why every shegit needs kapor? Amazing, I know why he needs kapor. Because he rebelled against Hashem. The Rambam and the Ramban say even Shoigig to some extent rebelled, and that's why they need Kapor. What's a rebellion? Now we said, because you should have checked up. You thought it was Mutter, ultimately it transpired it was also. There's a complaint against you, like the Ramban says, Shekoldov is, Sheilu Hoyacherich of Hashem, he would have checked it up. You're showing you don't have a feeling for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why Shoigig to some extent is Kapor. That's how the Rambam and the Ramban learn. And according to that, Eidechot wouldn't be a problem. If you look at the Ramban, he says a second reason why a shegig needs kapara. Void. Besides the fact that you're shekol dover osa melachlecha nefesh umetameh isa. Every isa you do, besides it being osa, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you not to do it, and you're rebelling when you do it, it's actually metame, it's metame the nefesh ha'odom. It's metamtim. It's a gemara in Yuma that every aveh is metamtim nefesh al adam. A shogig, why shogig needs kapor kuntu the Ramban, the second reason, is not because he rebelled against Hashem. He didn't rebel. He thought he was mutter. Anybody who thinks a piece of meat lying on the table is mutter, he's allowed to eat it. And even if it transpires later that it was osa, we've got no complaints against him. Did I go against Hashem? I thought he was mutter. Had I known he was mutter, I would never have eaten it. It's not because he's rebelling. It's because the yesod of why you get punished is not because you rebel. It's because you did the avera, and it's metama. At the end of the day, you did the avera. If somebody kills b'shoigig, okay, I didn't rebel. But at the end of the day, you did kill somebody. That's why shoigig tzor kapor, not because you rebelled, but because at the end of the day, you have been metama nashu shom. Is an avera. The avera is not to do something that causes you timtum. Somebody who's amazed, he gets a terrible punishment for being for rebelling. He's morad b'kodesh baruch hu. Somebody who's a shogeg or kunti d'rabban, we have absolutely no times on him. Every shogeg we have no times against him. What's he done wrong? He thought he was mutter. The Rambam and the Rambam begin to say we got a bit of a time. This Rambam says there's actually no time. He thought he was mutter. The kapara is that the end in aveir was done. But whether you like it or not, you didn't plan to do it. You weren't rebelling against Hashem. But it was done. And that's what's mechayev kapor tshuva. It's not a question of rebelling. You mustn't have the avera done to you. If you're metam and nafshi shel adam, you need a kapor. You need to do tshuva. Because that is the avera. Not to be metam and nafshi shel adam. And you can cry till tomorrow that you never planned to do, you never wanted to be rebel against Hashem. But you did what was us. You metam and that deserves tshuva. That is the avera. Not to be metam and nafshi shel adam. That's how the Ramban learns. This, by the way, there's Ramban al HaTorah in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra who says that a shogeg needs kapara, not all aveiros b'shogeg need kapara. We know in the Torah, if you do a chayvei krisus b'shogeg, you need to bring a korban. Why do you need to bring a korban? Because you need a kapara. So those aveiros, which the Torah says you have to bring a korban, clearly shogeg needs a kapara. But the Ramban says if you don't need to bring a korban, normal chayvei lavin, if you do them b'shogeg, there's no kapara. The Torah doesn't bring a korban. That says the Ramban is a right that there's nothing wrong. You don't need kapara b'shogeg. Ramban's got this incredible chiddush that not all aveiros b'shogeg are wrong. Need kapara di tshuva. Only those are the term chayvei korban, korban chatos or korban oshrim, whatever it is. But those aveiros that don't need a korban, it's because you don't need a kapara full stop. There's one other issue, and the Ran also holds like that. Not like the Rambam in Hilchus Tshuva says every aveiro bein b'meizdi bein b'shogeg needs tshuva. Ramban holds that only certain aveiros. Which this Ramban goes to Shritose. If the problem of shogeg is, like we said in the Rambam, there's a complaint that you didn't check up, just as mezid you're rebelling, shogeg also you're rebelling, you should have checked up, then it's difficult to differentiate between different averes. Aver chama, aver ka, the end of the day you rebelled against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Ramban's going to Shritose, the problem of shogeg is not the fact that you rebelled, the problem is the tintum. Now the Ramban says there's some averes which are more chomu and some averes which are more kal. Some averes are metamtim, some averes are metamtim. The ones that the Torah megal are metamtim, those are also. But it could be you have no right to say that avera kalo needs kapor when it's done b'shogeg. Okay. Al kapor, and that's what comes out from the Ramban in the second reason. That shogeg is not because you're rebelling, but it's simply because you were over the issa. And you may not be responsible for your actions, but at the end of the day, you were over the issa, and the Torah says you mustn't do the issa. Somebody kills the shogeg, tough luck, you killed. You have to suffer the consequences. Somebody did the avera, we got no complaints against him, but that is good for the avera, not for the metam, needs a kapor. L'chor, in the Shulchan Aruch we mentioned before, we see this concept of the Ramban. I quoted the Shulchan Aruch before that. If somebody buys meat from a butcher and he pays for it and he consumes it and he finds out later that it was also, he can get his money back because he needs it, because he says, I didn't enjoy it, I didn't have a lot, I didn't benefit because I need a kapara, like the Sma says. The Shulchan Aruch says that's only if the meat was an Issa D'Oraisa. But if the meat was an Issa D'Rabbanon, then you cannot claim your money back. Although the Sma says that where there's an Issa D'Oraisa, he says, I didn't enjoy it. It's a shogeg, I need kapor. Although it's a shogeg, I need kapor, I didn't enjoy it. Says in the Sivus on the Shulchan Aruch, why is Drabbanon different D'Oraisa? Because Drabbanon's b'shogeg is not an avera. You don't need a kapor in Issa Drabbanon b'shogeg. By D'Oraisa's, b'shogeg, you need tshuva, you need kapor. in Isurei Durabonon, only b'mezid also b'shogi yidoni kapara. This consumer cannot run back to the buyer and say, look, I didn't enjoy the meat because I need a kapara. If it's only Nisur Durabonon, you don't need a kapara. You can enjoy your meat, you can still, you can't carry on eating, of course. But what you enjoyed, what you consumed at the time, you cannot say that you need kapara. Says in the Nesivos, a Durabonon does not need a kapara b'shogi. It's a famous chiddush of the Nesivos, that in Durabonons you don't need kapara b'shogi. What's this concept that in Drabonons you don't need kapor b'shegig? If in Deraisas you need kapor b'shegig, why should it be in Drabonons you don't need? But that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. Drabonons don't need kapor b'shegig. Says, lots of achronim, uberoshim at Shimon Shkop, is masbe what the Nesivos means. He says, yesod of shegig, what's the problem with shegig? And he goes into the shaila we discussed before. Is it shegig because you rebelled, you should have checked? Torah has complaints, you should have checked. Then there's no chit in derisas and drabonons. Even a drabon b'shegi, you should have checked that. If a derisa needs kapor b'shegi, the drabon should also need. No. He says, you say this because the chefza is osa, and it's metamed of odom. Once you say it's because it's metamed of odom, one can now differentiate between derisas and drabonons. Chazal have only a koyach of loy sosum in adobo. You're not meant to rebel against the chachomim. Chachomim cannot put an is on the meat. The best they can say is, the Torah says, listen to their words. Don't rebel against them. When Chazal don't eat a nevela midrabbonon, it's not the nevela midrabbonon that's osa. It's because you're being mamre espi chachomim. You're rebelling against the word of the chachomim. That's every issa midrabbonon is different issa midrabbonon. Issa midrabbonon, it's the meat which is osa. In Drabonon display, sosum in adoba sheyagidu lecho. Don't rebel against the words that they tell you. There's no ifs on the meat. It's because they commanded you not to eat. Don't rebel against them. Rebelling is only a mesid. Shogig was no rebelling. I didn't know it was also. You cannot accuse him of rebelling. That's the chiddush between Deraisas and Drabonons. Shogig is because you... The issue is to rebel. That's the issue in Drabonons. When you do b'shogig, you're not rebelling. The only issa b'shegig is that the Ramban said in his second pshat. That at the end of the day, you're not rebelling, but the chayfiz is metam agufa shalodom. That's in derisas, not in drabonons. That's what the mechaber means, that a drabonon b'shegig does need kapara, and a derisa b'shegig does need kapara. If it's because, if the issa b'shegig is because you're rebelling, then a drabonon as well you're rebelling. But the Torah says shegig, you're not rebelling. The whole problem with shegig is because matamagu for shalodom. In drabonons you don't have that. The drabonons only problem is because you rebel. And in shegig there is no rebellion. At the end of the day, all you did, you thought it was muti, you didn't rebel. It's only because the chefz is us, and that's in derisa, not drabonons. Afiza, what the Gemara which says that ba'oinis you are a potter. If you do not wear ba'oinis, ba'al ishbe shalei b'shas vesto, and a woman, she personated b'shas tashmish, there you don't need a kapara. At the end of the day, according to the Ramban, you did the lavei tzmetame, wise in mutter. That's because it's impossible for you to have known. There cannot be that the Torah asks you such a thing, because there was impossible to know. The Loshon Rabbeinu Chananel in the Gemara in Shavuos, I just quote the Loshon Rabbeinu Chananel, is demai havelei lemevat. Because there, what could you have done? You cannot say he needs a kapara over there. If you have to start saying that even oinus needs kapor because metame gufa shel adam, then no man can ever live with his wife, and that cannot be. Therefore, in such a case where it's impossible to find out, that cannot be the Torah asks it. But once it's possible to find out, even though no, you're not rebelling, at the end of the day, it's metame gufa shel adam, and that's why you need kapor. Is the fize? It's poshut that even if you have eidechol nemon bisurim, and even if you have roiv. You're not rebelling because you have roi, but it doesn't matter. Shogig means kapor is not because normal shogig is because you're rebelling. You should have checked. And if you've gone eidechod, you don't have to check. The reason why you need kapor is because at the end of the day, you've done the avera. And you can have eidechon emon bisun, the Torah permits you to eat it. But at the end of the day, the avera was done. It was done beheta. It doesn't matter. But it's metame gufa shel adam. And that itself is the avera. So the fila shulchan aruch who holds a chir between drabonons and deraisas, that the yisrael shogig is not because rebelling. Because in drabonons there's no yisrael shogig. The is because the is metame gufa shel adam, even if an eidechot would tell you it's mutter. And even if you have roiv, at the end of the day, you still did the aveira. And you still did the aveira. It's metame gufa shel adam. That itself is why you need kapara. Not because you did anything wrong. You didn't do anything wrong. You weren't rebelling against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But at the end of the day, you did the aveira. So even with eidechon emon bisurim, at the end of the day, it is metame gufa shel adam. Memele, you'll need the kapara. Asha'akim, that's why the mechaber paskens. Even when the butcher sold him the meat, and the Torah says he was allowed to be samech on eidechot, and nobody's going to have tainas against you that you should have checked up. I didn't have to check up. The Torah said I could be samech on eidechot. By the end of the day, you did the aveir, which is metame gufa shel adam. That's the principle of shogeg tzorech kapara. Although we have no complaints that you were married by Kodesh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day, you did the aveir, which is metame gufa shel adam. Even though the eidechot told you, you need a kapara because the Ramban says it's metame gufa shel adam. That is a chet b'shogeg, which needs a kapara. Und noch ein Dostik in Schuchenoch, non like the Maru. Yeah.